good to have you back once again. The Hayner Invite for another year. Your team, girls and boys, off to good starts, Coach. For a couple of meets in the season, I know you recently had, I think a lot of your younger kids were at Cozad yesterday, but before that, you had a lot of your top kids performing, and good results early for both girls and boys, isn't it?
Yeah, we have some individuals that are doing well and getting out, like you said, getting off to a good start. We were kind of looking to see, are we, in a sense, we have a young group, so it's like, are we leaving off, I mean, are we starting where we left off, you know, as kind of a baseline, and it's been pretty good that way. And so that's been nice to see that the kids have responded well and have started out with a solid start.
Start with the ladies first, especially in the field events, Coach, and some of your throwers. I see there's a couple of more Sutton girls there, and of course, Kipley Keeker in the triple jump. Holy smokes, flirting with 37 feet already.
Yeah, Kipley is jumping well. We decided this year we're only going to triple jump her and not have her long jump, and we're just seeing how that's going. You know, is that, you know, if we'll continue or not, we'll decide, but and perhaps that's maybe helped her with her legs to stay. And I think we'll probably find out in about 3 weeks if that's helped her stay strong. We've had a tendency in the last couple of years that towards the end that she got a little bit leg tired and so forth. And so we're watching that and we're having her do a little bit more running and seeing if that will complement that part. And so she has started out very well. And then, as you mentioned, the Sutton girls, it's nice to have Cammie join Abrielle. Abrielle has been outstanding for us and has very high standards for herself. And it's just a matter of her kind of getting back into the flow and getting the conditions set to where she's, especially being outdoor and working well. But and then Hadley and Cammie stepping up and being great teammates to make it look good for that situation. And we have one of our new jumpers, Nicola Guy, is doing high jump for us, and she's already gone 5 foot. This is the first that she's ever competed in it, so it's exciting to see that. She is learning how to triple jump. We're hoping, whether it's this year or not, hopefully by next year she'll get kind of the hang of that, and she's very promising, and I think will be a good 400 type runner. She's very tall and lean, and takes after her brothers who were outstanding triple jumpers, or one brother that was outstanding in triple jump and so forth. So it looks promising there on what they're doing.
Going back to Kipley, I don't know what your school record is, but is she getting close, or is she out potential to get it?
She's a few inches. Okay, so she went 36, I think, 10 last week or 11, and I think it's 37, 1.5 or 2 inches. A year ago, she was within like an inch of it, and then never kind of came, like towards the end of the season, didn't get close. It was at the beginning when she kind of had fresh legs that she did her best on that one. That's why we kind of started to assess how do we keep that strong all the way. But I really think she can get that record and go beyond. She's just a good kid. She's a hard worker, and she's willing to put forth the effort needed to make that happen.
Kind of throw another name out there. You always have great distance runners, and Natalie Ramirez in the miles kind of off to kind of a good start, isn't she?
Yeah, she has started well. She wrestles, and so I think that helped keep her in better shape this winter. And she has had two very good. She's a tough competitor, and she's willing to work hard at it, and has set a very respectable time. She's almost on her top 10 list with her last performance. She was only half a second off of that, and so she's making that move into that. She needs to kind of continue to work on that speed element. She gets into kind of a comfort level and stays there, but this year she's already exceeded what, you know, she had done last year by far, and so she looks good. She won't be competing this week just because of a family situation, but as the season progresses, we're hoping that she'll continue to drop that time and fight out a spot to earn a chance to go to state.
On the boys' side, Coach, gosh, in the running events, I know Grayson McFarland, I think we'd say he's a chip off the old block, you know, a hurdler in the McFarland family. Is he kind of following the footsteps of, I think it's dad or an uncle or something like that?
Yeah, it was his dad. Yeah. And so, he's looking sharp. He's started out well. And we were real impressed with, he had a personal best to start the season at Holdridge last week, and so that was in the mid-15s, and he's just kind of working, his body has changed a little bit, he's trying to work to adjust to that part, still needs to work on his 300s, but that the 110s look good, and there was it was a competitive race last week, and he, last year it took him quite a while to get to that point where he felt confident running through the 110s, and this year he's already, you know, doing so well with the confidence, and can't wait to lower the time. His goal is to break the 15 mark eventually, and I think he can do it. He's working at it and continuing to improve. But yeah, just like his dad, he's a competitor and wants to keep improving.
You had a couple of nice short relays. The 4x1, 4x4 performed pretty well at Holdridge, didn't they?
They did. It kind of got me off guard. The 4x1 did a nice job of just piecing it together because we just kind of threw that one together. It was the first time, obviously, because it was our first outdoor meet. But we there's a couple tweaking areas that we need to work on. But I don't know. I just thought Jose Reyes got us off to a good start on that one, and he leads off in the 4x1. But we got some tough kids there with Eduardo Bryant and Eddie Sanchez running, and they run the 4x4 as well. We just do it in a different order. But they've just stepped into that role and accepted that very well this year and are eager to kind of keep improving. The time was respectable on that 4x1 for early season. And we, like I said, we need to tweak some areas, and it's mainly in the handoff part and just adjusting here and there. But I think they have a chance to keep improving and get that a lot lower. And the same with the 4x4. Eduardo ran it for the first time in a couple of years. He used to do it his freshman year and done it last year. But he had a solid, I think he ran about a 53 split. And so that was good to see. I think that one, they all can definitely improve time-wise, and that's just a matter of getting kind of in race shape. But a good group, neat kids to work with, and willing to get after it. And Bryant Trex has been doing really awesome this year. He's, in the past, he was a little bit weak on being able to do like two quality 400s, but he's nailing them this year and also doing that 4x1 and just a good kid to work with. And so that's fun to see.
And Eduardo, not only in the relays, but is a pretty good high jumper and long jumper early, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. His legs are so springy, and he's just having fun. And it was fun to watch him at Holdridge. He was just kind of happy-go-lucky and just eager to get going with the high jump. And the only disappointment he had was that I told Coach Margaret's not to have him raise it. He had a chance to go up 2 inches or 1 inch, and he was going to set his PR. And I said, let's just go up one to make sure we get it, which he did at 6'3", and he thought it was 6'4". And so a little disappointed that he didn't catch where I had told him just to go up 1 inch. But anyway, he'll get that. He is jumping well. He just looks very fluid, and then long jump kind of the same as well. He's had some very good marks early on. His confidence, just the way he presents himself this year, is there's a level of confidence and strength that maybe, and I think it's just the element of maturing as an athlete and as a person that's bringing that about. So that's cool to see. It's neat. And he's a good kid that just keeps working at it, and he'll do well.
Well, with the Hayner Invite, Coach, you all know you get a chance to compete. Everybody, varsity and JVs, everybody gets a chance.
Yeah, it's a great invite. I like doing it because you do have that blend, and the younger ones get to see what the older ones are working, you know, how they work to get to that point. And so it's a great learning opportunity. There's much to be gained, and there's always great competition from the different schools that are competing there. And so we appreciate McCook putting it on and hosting the Hayner Invite to bring out the best in people. And that's what you want, especially early on. And it gives you kind of a good reading to see, okay, now where do we go from here?